The Nebraska-based Gretchen Swanson Center for Nutrition evaluated the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force's Prescription for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables program, which offers vouchers to food insecure patients with diabetes and prediabetes. It found significant improvements in participants' health. Julie Walker is manager of diabetes education at St. Luke Humphreys Diabetes Center in Boise. She says that there is a lot of positive feedback, including from a young woman with type 1 diabetes.
She had called and wanted to know if there was any way she could get re-enrolled in the program because she really attributed that to her success in reducing her A1C. And if she could be re-enrolled again, it would really be helpful. And fortunately, she was.
A1C levels measure a person's blood sugar. Walker says levels above 7 significantly increase the risk of nerve damage, and the woman's A1C was cut from 9 to 6.3 during the program. The evaluation found participants' A1C levels dropped by an average of 13% over the course of the program. Cliff Metcalf is the owner of Country Market in Caldwell and accepts vouchers for the program.
We ring it up like a regular transaction. They give us the vouchers instead of cash, and then they go home with some really good produce.
Metcalf says people get the vegetables and then find out that they like them more than the sugary foods they're used to buying. Christina Tierney, manager of the program at the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force, says the budget for fresh fruits is often the first thing to go when people are experiencing food insecurity. She says the lack of these healthy foods in people's diets is tied to diseases like diabetes.
What we've proven through the prescription for fresh fruits and vegetables is that access to fresh fruits and vegetables actually can reverse those diagnoses and bring down the A1C levels.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.